Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue sharing with you today on the subject of healing. It is the will of God for everybody to be healed. Well, if that's the case, and it's been provided through what Jesus has accomplished, why don't all get healed? There are reasons, and that's important. First of all, a lack of knowledge, of course, of the fact that healing belongs to us in Christ. You know, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They've gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. In Isaiah 5:13, so we've got to get the knowledge of God and the understanding the fact of what Jesus did on the cross, the fact that healing now has been provided for us, that God is a healer, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. A second reason, of course, will be if they've gained knowledge, but they're in unbelief. They do not believe. Remember at Nazareth, Jesus could do no mighty works there because of their unbelief. Matthew 13, verse 58, and over in Mark chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. And we cannot allow ourselves to get in unbelief. Remember what it says about Abraham. In Romans 4, verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. We're not going to get into unbelief. Unbelief will stop you from receiving from the Lord as well as doing the works of God. Remember the disciples who could not cast out the demon out of the one in Matthew 17, and they came afterwards, why couldn't we cast him out? Why didn't we have the power to cast him out? And he said, because of your unbelief. Their unbelief will hinder you from receiving from the Lord, also doing the works of God. Another reason is because of having sin in your life. In Psalms 66:18, if we have iniquity in our heart, he will not hear us. If you regard iniquity in your heart and sin produces iniquity in the heart, he will not hear you, and you're not going to see your prayers get answered. So it's important that we be sure that we've confessed our sins, know he's faithful and just to forgive us, and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And specifically one area is unforgiveness. Mark chapter 11. It says when you stand praying in verse 25 and 26, you are to forgive if you have anything against anybody or you've committed any trespasses. Certainly you need to forgive, let go of all the resentments and the bitterness and the anger and the judgmental negative things. You must forgive. And if you don't forgive, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you of your trespasses. Remember in Matthew 18, where it says the man who would not forgive the one who owed him the small debt after he'd been forgiven of the big debt, he said that the Lord was wroth with him and said that he was going to have to pay all that he owed, and he turned him over to the tormentors. Verse 35, it says, likewise shall your heavenly Father do to you if you will not forgive everyone from your heart. It must be a genuine forgiveness. Very important. Another thing, of course, that'll be a hindrance is if you doubt. If you doubt, you're not going to be able to receive from the Lord. In Mark chapter 11, in verse 23, the Bible indicates, it says how we speak to the mountain, we command it to be removed, we don't doubt in our heart, but we believe those things which we say will come to pass, we'll have whatsoever we sayeth. If we don't doubt, you can't be doubting. Doubt is to differ in your heart from what you're saying with your mouth. Doubt will hinder you. Remember in Matthew 14, when Peter was walking on the water, saw the wind boisterous, which means strong, what happened? He got afraid. And he got his eyes off of Jesus, and he began to sink. Jesus said, O you of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? He got into standing in two ways, because he got his eyes off of Jesus. You must believe the word of God. It is a command in Mark 11:24 that you are to believe. It's in the imperative mood. So you and I are commanded to do it. You cannot have any doubt. Fear is something that goes right along with it. That's another hindrance. In Mark chapter 5, Jairus in verse 35 and 36, Jairus was the one who had come to Jesus for his daughter was at the point of death and wanted him to come and bring healing to her. And he said, of course he would. Someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house in verse 35 and said, your daughter's dead. Why trouble the master any further? Well, it looked like it was hopeless because of this change in the circumstance. Well, Jesus, as soon as he heard the word that was spoken, he said, fear not, believe only. Fear will cause you to draw back, quit, and not continue in doing the things that God wants you to do. Believe only. You've got to believe as you act upon God's word and know that He is your healer. He's going to bring it forth in your life. Another thing is discouragement. People get discouraged because they don't see something happen when they think it should happen. Well, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 1:21, "Fear not, neither be discouraged." And remember in Joshua 1, verse 6 to 9, He said, "Be strong and of a good courage. Only be strong and very courageous. If not, I commanded you, be strong and of a good courage." You cannot let discouragement get a hold of you. Remember in 1 Samuel chapter 30, in verse 6 to 8, that's where David was encouraging himself in the Lord after they'd come and they'd stolen his wives and had burned the city. And David encouraged himself in the Lord instead of getting discouraged. He sought the Lord. God told him to go pursue, that he would overtake that troop and recover all without fail. And that's exactly what he did. He went forth, pursued the enemies, and that's all a type of you and I pursuing our enemies. You do have to get in the warfare mode and drive all the enemies out, casting them all out. You cannot get discouraged. Dis means loss. It's a loss of courage. Instead, encourage yourself. That means take courage in. Another hindrance is reasoning. Matthew 16, verse 8, Jesus said, "Why reason you?" They were reasoning, and that took them right out of faith. They were not in faith because of mental reasoning. You cannot ever look at things from the standpoint of a mindset, a reasoning in the natural, or from your flesh, from anything that you feel, from circumstances. Remember, we walk by faith, not by sight, or that which is revealed to the senses. God's word is spiritual law. The work of bringing forth the deliverance is a spiritual work as you cast out the spirits. The work of bringing healing is also a spiritual work, as the spiritual healing power of God will flow into a person, and it will come forth quickened by the Spirit as He brings that forth in a person's life. Another hindrance is just mentally assenting to the word that it's true, but not acting upon it. No, you're going to have to act upon it. For instance, if Jesus said that you're to cast out the spirits like the blind spirits, dumb spirits, deaf spirits, and He says these signs follow them that believe, in My name they shall cast out the devils, and that's going to bring forth healing, as we saw in Matthew 12. He said, "If I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you," and He cast out the demons, and the man was healed. Then you could just mentally assent and say, "I believe that." But if you don't do it, you're not going to see the results. You must have action upon the word and do what the word says. You can't just be a hearer only. You can't be one of those just believe only. A lot of people think you're just going to believe. Well, believing is one part, but doing the word is the other part. Just like you believe in your heart into righteousness, but you also need to speak with your mouth, confessing with your mouth to release that healing power to come into manifestation and to see the promise come to pass. That brings us to another hindrance. Another reason why people don't get healed, because they don't hold fast their confession. You know, the Bible says that we're to hold fast our confession. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. The word hold fast, present tense, continuous, repeated action. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our faith," in the King James, but it actually is the word elpis, which means hope. "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering." And so the confession of your hope is the release of your faith. So you must keep speaking the word. Remember that you make confession, which is the Greek word homologio, saying the same thing that produces the salvation or the healing or the deliverance and the victory. Remember in Psalms 45, verse 1, "Your tongue is the pen of a ready writer." You must confess and speak forth the word of God. And if you pour God's grace into your lips, God will bless you forever. And Isaiah 33, 24 says, "Let not the inhabitants say, I am sick." Don't speak the negatives. Instead, speak what you believe God is doing for you now as you speak the promise into being, as you are acting upon the word of God, believing, and then speaking forth, holding fast your confession. Another hindrance will be lack of confidence in God's word. God's word is true. All the promises of God are yea and in Him, amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Isaiah 40, verse 8 says, "The word of our God will stand forever." not one promise that hasn't ever failed. 1 Kings 8:56. He's not a man that he should lie, the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he'll do it. He'll make it good. Numbers 23, verse 19. You know, God's word will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not pass away. Luke 21, 33. The promises of God are sure. You must be confident and know that God will perform his word in your life. Another hindrance is not being righteous. Understanding the fact that we are righteous when two things happen. Number one, we are born again, receiving Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, where we get a spirit that's right with him. And number two, as we do righteousness consistently, so we are righteous even as he is righteous. Righteousness is more than a standing. It is also obedience unto righteousness. Remember what it says in Romans chapter 6, that we yield our members obedience. Obedience to what? To the word of God, unto which produces righteousness. Also, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7, the Bible says, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. You and I are to do righteousness consistently in our life. And if you're not righteous, then you're unrighteous. And how do you become unrighteous? Through sin. Remember what the Bible says? Sin produces unrighteousness in us, and all sin is unrighteousness. We also know the fact that when you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. This is why you got to confess your sins, so you are cleansed, so you are righteous before the Lord. Remember, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Can Christians that are born again do evil? Yes. Is the face of the Lord against them? Yes. Who is he going to hear? The ones that are righteous, and those are the ones that do what is right in his sight, obedient to his word. Also, another aspect of righteousness is understanding the fact that because you live unto righteousness, you're going to possess the promises or your rights in Christ. Remember 1 Peter 2:24, that we live unto righteousness by whose stripes you were healed. And Romans 1, verse 16 and 17 speaks about the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, and the righteousness is revealed or made manifest from faith to faith. So you and I are going to walk uprightly before him and be righteous before him because we're born again and we're doing righteousness. We're going to possess our rights in Christ, the promise of God. And of course, another thing we already mentioned about not holding fast our confession, but also your words are important because your words can affect you even in your believing in your heart. The Bible talks about in Proverbs 6:2 that you're snared with the words of your mouth. You're taken with the words of your mouth. In Proverbs 18:21, it says death and life are in the power of the tongue. And remember, we got to believe in our heart and confess with our mouth. So watch what you allow into your heart. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.